Srimati Radharani, I think you all know by now. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Gokula Tarani Mandala Mohite. Gokula Tarani Mandala Mohite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Damodara Rati Vardhana Bete Harini Skuta Vrinda Bipine Je Vrinda Bipine Sade Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Sade Anudadi Navashashi Leke Lalita Sakhi Guna Ramika Vishake Anudadi Navashashi Leke Lalita Sakhi Guna Ramita Vishake Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Tarani Mandala Mohite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Karunam Karumai Karuna Barite Sanaka Sanatana Panita Charite Karunam Karumai Karuna Barite Sanaka Sanatana Panita Charite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Tarani Mandala Mohite Gokula Tarani Mandala Mohite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe श्री राधारानी की जय नित्यानंद विष्णु शिवाय सर्वांग एसी भक्ति बलान स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की आनंद गुरु वैष्णवृंद की I was thinking of some Leela. Hare Krishna. So this is a very beautiful song by Srila Rupa Goswami. He says, Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate. All glories to Radharani, who's the Dayate means beloved. Who's the beloved of Madhava. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mobite. So Tarani means young girl. Gokula Tarani Mandala, all the young girls of Gokul, Moite. Even they're bewildered by seeing the beauty of Radharani. Even girls are bewildered by seeing her beauty. Then Srila Prabhupada argues that Rupa Goswami, he's a great scholar, great sadhu. He knows so many languages, Bengali, Hindi, Persian even. So many languages he knows. So many things he knows. Big, big scholar. Why he's writing a song about some young girl? But then we see at the very end, Sanaka Sanatana Varnita Charite. So Sanak Sananda, this is representatives of four Kumaras. And we know they've been brahmacharis for millions of years, since the beginning of the universe. Varnita Charite, just like we have Chaitanya Charita Mrita. Charita means character. Even Sanak Sanatan, they're glorifying the character of Srimati Radharani. So we're not talking about a very ordinary girl. We're talking about that very Ladini Shakti of Lord Krishna, whose appearance day is tomorrow. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 23. Somebody put it at 33. 23, all right. Which text? 36. So 10th canto, chapter 23, the Brahman's wives blessed, beginning with text number 36. That's on the board, right? Okay. Bhagavan Api Govindas Tavaivanena Gopakan Chatur Vinayasaitva Swayam Cha Babuje Prabhu Bhagavan Api Govindas Tenaivanena Gopakan Chaturvidena Saitva Swayam Cha Bhubuje Prabhu Bhagavan Api Govindas Tenaivanena Gopakan Chaturvidena Sahitva. Swayam cha babuje prabhu. Bhagavana Bigovinda. Tenai vanena gopakan. Chaturvidena Sahitva. Swayam cha babuje prabhu. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Api, moreover, Govinda, Lord Govinda, Tena, with that, Eva, very same, Anena, food, Gopakan, the coward boys, Chaturvidena, of four varieties. Asaitva, feeding. Swayam, himself. Cha, and. Babuje, partook. Prabhu, the Almighty. Translation, Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, fed the cowherd boys with that food of four varieties. Then the all-powerful Lord himself partook of the preparations. Translation, please repeat. Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, fed the cowherd boys with that food of four varieties. Then the all-powerful Lord himself partook of the preparations. So there's no purport, but it's very interesting here that Lord Krishna himself, he fed the cowherd boys. Usually we're thinking that serving our prasad, that's for the bhaktas. But here we see that Govinda himself, he was serving the prasadam. Because serving prasadam is a very sacred art in our Vaishnava society. So the senior devotee should give. And then he says, Lord himself, afterwards, he partook himself. So no purport. Evam lila narava pur nriloka manusilayan reme go gopako pinam ramayam rupavakritai. Thus the Supreme Lord, appearing like a human being, to perform his pastimes, imitated the ways of human society. He enjoyed pleasing his cows, cowherd boyfriends, and cowherd girlfriends with its beauty, words, and actions. No purport, so 38. Atanu smritya vipraste anvatapyam kritagasa yadvivesher rayor vyachnam ahananri vidambayo. Translation: the Brahmins then came to their senses and began to feel great remorse. They thought, "We have sinned, for we have denied the request of the two lords of the universe, who deceptively appeared as ordinary human beings." Purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Lord Krishna and Balaram did not try to deceive the Brahmins. They straightforwardly requested food from them. Rather, the Brahmins deceived themselves, as indicated by the Sanskrit word nirvidambayo, which means that Krishna and Balaram are bewildering for ordinary human being who considers them also to be human. Still, because the wives of the Brahmins were great devotees of the Lord, the foolish Brahmanas received spiritual benefit and finally came to their senses. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Garanjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Tapitam Sena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamaya Vidati Svapadandikam Adadana Srinandan Dairidam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. So here it's described that actually Krishna and Balaram did not deceive the Brahmins, but by them considering that Krishna and Balaram were ordinary human beings, they have deceived themselves. This is our position, that somehow or other we've achieved this human form of life, which is the only loophole to get free from this cycle of birth and death. And if we use it just for sense gratification, just like the animals, we know the animals, they have four activities. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. And if we dedicate our life to these four things, just doing it in a very fancy way, a dog is satisfied to run around in three circles, you've seen, then he lies down anywhere. But we have to have a nice soft bed in a nice apartment. We're just doing the same thing as sleeping. Once you're asleep, you don't know where you are. So same thing, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. But this human form of life, we have the opportunity to ask, what is the purpose of this life? Why are we here? What are the stars? Who made them? What is going on? What is the? Who is God? Or is there a God? We can ask these questions. Dog can ask these questions. We see that in our Bhagavatam class this morning, no dogs or cats have come. Only human beings have come. So if you miss this opportunity, you're simply deceiving yourself. You're simply deceiving yourself. The Brahmins, they could not recognize. They were pouring yajnas and they knew so much shastra, they knew everything we're going to see in the next verse. They're going to say, to hell with all of this. They could not recognize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the simple wives, because they heard from all the village ladies from Vrindavan all about Krishna, and they were just completely infatuated with him. And we heard how Krishna, knowing that it wouldn't be proper for him to associate with the Brahmin's wives, he sent them all back. But I was just reading, for those who are disappointed, I was just reading in Brahmavart Puran, which my godbrother has translated, that there, the same pastimes that we're reading in this 10th canto, Narayan Rishi gives them all these pastimes to Narad Muni. Not so much detail like here in Srimad Bhagavatam, but he describes that actually what happened was unbeknownst to everyone, a beautiful chariot came from Golok. And all the Brahmins' wives got in their chariot and went back to Golok. In this material world, it wouldn't be proper. So they went back to Golok. But shadow wives of the Brahmins were created, and they went back. And actually the Brahmins, they were more happy with their shadow wives than even with their real wives. This Narada Rishi describes. Very interesting. Tomorrow is a very, very special day. So we'll say a few words about Srimati Radharani. First of all, there's a very beautiful verse. Raghunath Das Goswami, he's written a very beautiful poem called Mukta Charita. Mukta means pearl. We always know Mukti, but Mukta means pearl. So this is the pearl story, Mukta Charita. So in there he saw into the future that one day a great devotee will come and establish this beautiful Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan and establish these beautiful deities of Radha Shyam Sundar. And he looked into the future and he exactly saw our Srimati Radharani, because this verse exactly describes her. Gorim rakta bharamyam sunetra susmitananam shamam shabistam sadikam radhikam astrayet sada. Gorim, she's beautiful golden complexion, very light complexion. Rakta bharam, she's covered with beautiful reddish garments. Gorim rakta bharamyam, lovely. Ramyam means lovely, so we know Radha Raman, who loves Radharani, so Ramya means lovely. Gorim rakta param ramyam sunetra. Nature we know means eyes, but here Raghunath Das describes our beautiful Radharani sunetra, not just ordinary eyes, but very, very beautiful eyes. Sunetra susmitananam. And smita means this beautiful smile, but not just smita, but susmita. Radharani's beautiful smile, just like we see here. He saw into the future that Srila Prabhupada would establish these beautiful deities of Radha Shyam Sundar. Smitatam. Smita means the tooth is just about to show. She's just about to part. A very beautiful smile. Gorim rakta bararamyam sunetra susmitananam shamam. She's very, very simple. Swabhistam sadikam. Just like we're doing sadhana. We're sadhaks doing sadhana. To achieve our goal, sadhika. Shamam swavistam sadhikam. Swavistam sadhikam. But she is very clever to get her desire fulfilled. She's very simple, but she's very clever to get her desire fulfilled. Shamam swavistam sadhikam. Radhikam asreet sada. So Raghunath Das Goswami prays that I eternally take shelter of Srimati Radhika. So as we described, Radharani is not an ordinary girl. We should kick out all ideas. As Maharaj was describing yesterday, that we should be very, very, we should not be sahajas. We should not take it as very ordinary material thing. Krishna himself, his very being is called Swarup Shakti. And that Swarup Shakti has three divisions. Sandini Shakti, by which everything exists. Sambit Shakti, we know Vidya, so it comes from this root Vit. Sambit Shakti, by which knowledge is experienced. And Ladini Shakti, by which Ananda, bliss is experienced. So Radharani is no other than that Ladini Shakti of Lord Krishna. She's non-different from Lord Krishna himself. So not an ordinary guru, but that Ladini Shakti of Sri Krishna himself. So we have to kick out all types of mundane ideas. Prabhupada used to quote one verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. I believe it's number 4 or 5, something like that. Later it's explained in one whole chapter. That Ladini Shakti Asma. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrikatir Ladini Shakti Asma. Pranaya means loving pastimes between young girls and young boys. But Radha Krishna Pranaya Ladini Shakti Rasmat. It is a manifestation of Krishna's Ladini Shakti, nothing material. Don't keep any material idea in your mind. But just like I'm lusty for a young girl, Krishna is also lusty. No, nothing like that. This manifests Krishna's own Ladini Shakti. We're busy trying to find someone or something to bring happiness within here. But Krishna, we say, Om Purnamada Purnamin. He's perfect and complete all by himself. He's not like us trying to find some happiness out here. Not like us. Kick out all these mundane ideas. Ekat mana vapi bhuvi para dehabedam gadotho. Ekat mana. It is certainly one soul. Ekat mana. Deha bedam. We know chincha beda bed. Deha. We know dehinos minyata dehe. Deha means body. They have appeared. They've divided in two forms. Deha bedam. They've divided in two forms. And Prabhupada asks, when did they divide? Gatoto, nobody can say, since eternal time. Ekatmana bhuvipara dehabedam gatoto. How will we understand all this very high philosophy? Very deep philosophy. Chaitanya kyam aduna tadvayam cha ekyam. Aduna means present time, modern times. Just like we go to Delhi, sometimes we see the sari store, it says, Adunic fashion, modern fashions. Aduna. So 500 years, we know Brahma's just one blink. We heard the other day, I think it was Smarhari, he was saying 66,000 years or something go by. Just by his blink. So 500 years is just modern times. Tadvayam, those two, cha ekyam, chaikyam, cha ekyam. They begin to become one. Chaitanyakyam, that is known as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only by the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu will we understand these mysteries. Then he tells something secret. Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam, Nomi Krishna Surupam. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Krishna himself. Nomi Krishna Surupam, I am offering my obeisance to him. But Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam. Suvalitam, he has decorated himself with the bhav and duty. Duty means luster. He has decorated himself with the bhav and luster of Srimati Radharani. This is the mystery of Sriman Mahaprabhu. It's only by his mercy, some day, millions of years in the future, we'll be able to understand all these deep truths. So we kick out all of our mundane ideas. Anyway, there's a very beautiful place, called Barsana. And Barsana is actually incarnation of Lord Brahma. And we see Barsana, just like Lord Brahma has four heads, it has four peaks. On top of one of those peaks is a very beautiful temple of Sriji. Very beautiful temple is there. And then there's three other peaks. And when we do Prikrama of Barsana, there's another hill actually. When we first do the Prikrama, we come down and we're in a little valley between two hills. And we come to this very narrow pass. Narrow pass means Sankari Kor. Anybody's been to Sankari Kor? Very narrow pass. So that other mountain, that is considered incarnation of Lord Vishnu. Or actually it's Krishna himself. So if you've been to Sankari Kor, you've seen that all the rocks on the Bilaskar side are blackish. And we know that Barsana is incarnation of Lord Brahma, We learned in the Brahma Vimohan Leela when Lord Krishna displayed his opulence and Brahma was totally bewildered that he fell down just like a golden rod. So Lord Brahma's complexion is golden. So we see all the rocks on the right side, on the Barsana side, they're all golden in complexion, yellowish. You have seen, no? If you haven't, someday I'll take you there and show you. On the other side of that pass is a very small village called Chiksoli. Chiksoli is the village of Chitralega, Chitralega Sakhi. We're on the valley side. On the opposite side, there's a very beautiful temple of Chitradevi. A very wonderful sadhu is there named Radharaman Das, taking care of the Chitralika temple. Very beautiful, small little temple. But anyway, Chiksoli is famous for dudh, dahi, makhan, milk, yogurt, butter, all these nice milk products. So Radharani and all her sakis, they've gone there to collect all of these milk products. And they're coming back with these big pots of dudh, dahi and makhan on their heads. And they're coming through the pass. And Krishna knows that Radharani and her sakis have gone there, so he was herding his cows nearby. So he comes there to block the pass. Meanwhile, Radharani's coming, and we sing one song sometimes, Hansa Gamani, one of the lines in that song, Hansa Gamani. So Hansa Gamani means, Gamani means manner of walking. So Radharani's manner of walking is like a Hans, like a swan. Now somehow I've lived here in India for more than 35 years anyway, whatever, I can't calculate it right now. But somehow I never saw a swan. I've seen ducks, I've seen geese, but I never saw a swan. But all our scriptures is full of Hansa, Hansa Bahan, Paramhams. Just like the Brijbasis, Paramhams means what we call space case. You see some devotees, they see a space case, they say, oh, Param Hams. All our scriptures fill with Hams, but I never saw Hams. Finally, I saw Hams. We were in Zurich, Switzerland, where all the money that Modi wants to give back to India is hiding. So in Switzerland, on the lake there, when we do Harinam, there's so many beautiful swans. And I don't know if you've ever seen a swan walk. So Rani's got this big pot of yogurt and she's coming through the pass just like a swan. And her ankle bells, Raghunath Das Goswami describes that the tinkling of Radharani's ankle bells is just like spray, not spray, that's too harsh, mist of tiny, tiny nectar droplets is being sprinkled on all beings moving and unmoving. Ching! Ching, ching, ching. And Krishna's there with his cowher stick blocking the pass. And Radharani says, let us through. And Krishna says, are you girls are selling all this buttermilk and yogurt, making a big profit. You don't give any tax to your king. And Radharani says, here, my father is a king. We don't have to give tax to anyone. And Mother Mongol says, wait a minute. Brisabhanu may be the king here, but the king of the whole of Braj is Nanda Baba. So you have to give tax. And for every argument you give, we're going to double the tax. And Lalita Sakhi, she becomes the advocate for Radharani. She says, wait a minute. You guys, you were living over there in Gokul, with this your little friend here, he created so much trouble stealing buttermilk and yogurt. everyone went to King Kamsa and complained. King Kamsa came with 100 cavalry soldiers. And you fled away from that place. You crossed over the Jumuna, came over to this side. And King Brisabhanu, out of the kindness of his heart, he gave a tiny corner for you to stay. And now just see how puffed up you're claiming to be the kings of the whole place. Madamanga said, where did you get that story? We never heard that story. It's unbona fide. We're going to the GBC. Said, Nanda Baba is the king of the whole of Braj, and if, now we're going to double the tax, so you please, you give the tax right now. So anyway, the arguments, the two advocates are giving the arguments back and forth and back and forth. Radharani's got this big, heavy pot of yogurt on her head. It's not getting lighter. So finally, she gives a little push to Krishna. Boom. Now we know when a little boy gets angry, it's just like an atomic bomb is going off in the heart. And Krishna, he just grabs the mouth of that pot and pulls it off of Radharani's head. And Radharani, she grabs the other side of that pot. We just describe what happens when little boys get angry. But when little girls get angry, we're afraid to describe that. But Radharani's crossing her arms and shooting darts at Nanda Nanda. And she begins to push. And Nanda Nanda begins to push. And all the coward boys get behind Krishna. And all the coward girls get behind Radharani. And they're pushing in this sankari core. They're having this big push of war. And the coward boys are yanking on the saris of the gopis. The gopis are pulling on the sikhas of the coward boys. Big war is going on. So finally, Radharani sees that they're, Krishna's pushing and pushing. He's going to get through. So finally, Radharani screams and all the sakis, they begin to push. And they're going back the other way. And Krishna sees they're going to break through. And he takes that pot and pow! He smashes it. This big stone there, he smashes it on that stone. Now this pastime happened 5,000 years ago. And those of you who've been there with me, you've seen, there's still the stain, because yogurt's a little greasy, right? There's still the stain of that yogurt coming down that rock. Still the stain is there. If you haven't seen, you have to go and you'll see. Still the stain is there. And in fact, the Brisbasis, they do a replica of this pastime. On the Triadasi, tomorrow is Rad Astami, the Astami. Then there's a Nomi, there's a Morkutir pastime. Then the Dasami, some other pastime, I can't remember where. Then Akadasi, somewhere. Finally, anyway, Triadasi comes. And in Nandagam, in all the sweet shops, there's only jalebis. Nothing but jalebis. And somewhere around late morning, all the Bajbasis from Nandagam, they all come to Barsana. And if you've seen Sankari Kaur, you won't believe it. If you go there on Triadasi, today's Ashtami, you wait for Triadasi, you go there, there will not be one square centimeter that is empty on both sides of the hill. Completely covered with people who come to see this Leela. Because on the other side, there's a little platform. And there's one very nice devotee named Dan Bihari. He's got a big silver cane. And he's expert at singing all these Brisbasi songs. And they have some boys dressed up like Radharani and some boys dressed up like Krishna and the cowherd boys. And they're singing songs back and forth. And sometimes the gopis come and they give gulcha. Gulcha means they punch Dan Bihari like this. Boom. And he chases them with his big silver cane. And it's going on like this back and forth and back and forth, singing songs about this pastime. Then all of a sudden, all the residents of Chiksoli come. And they just rip up bushes and weeds and so many things. And they grab Krishna and Radharani. And they take that big yogurt pot. And they go through the Sankari core. And they come to that stone and smash this yogurt pot on that stone. And all the Brisbasis dive over one another. The big fun. They all dive over one another to get some of that Mahaprasad. And then there's a secret path that goes up to Sriji Mandir, and then you see beautiful Phool Bungalow. Phool Bungalow means flower palace. They made beautiful flower palace darshan that day. So this is on the Trayadasi day. So since we're in Chiksoli, we'll tell one of my favorite pastimes there. As we told, Chiksoli is famous for butter, milk, yogurt, ghee, all these nice things from the cow. So, and we know that Nanda Nandan, he too much likes butter, makhan. He too much likes makhan. So one day he was going through Chiksoli village with all the cowherd boys, and they're looking for a house. They're looking through the window trying to find a house where no gopi was at home. So they saw one house, no gopi was home. So they went around to the front door and they all came inside. Because even today, I've been to small villages in India. Nobody locks their door. No need. In a small village, nobody needs to lock their door. Everybody wants to go live in New York, right? Everybody's dreaming, I'll go to the Big Apple, huh? But if you go to the Big Apple, first of all, everybody's living way up in the sky. When I was a young kid, I would tell my mom, hey mom, I'm going out to play. In New York, you tell your mom, hey mom, I'm going down. And you can't even get into the building. There's a whole row of buttons there, and you find that you push the button next to your friend's apartment number, and then this voice comes on the speaker, who's there? Then you identify yourself. Then this horrible sound comes. As long as that sound is there, then you can enter the door. Everybody's so much afraid. This is a Big Apple, so much afraid. And then you go up the elevator to the 55th floor, you find your friend's apartment, you ring the bell, and there's a little piece of glass. And it suddenly gets dark as they look at who's there. As soon as he recognizes, then you hear all the locks. But in small village, nobody bothers to put luck. So they all came inside. They began to drink all the milk and take all the yogurt and eat all the butter. Meanwhile, that gopi came home. She heard some noise inside her house. So she peeked through the window and saw what was going on. So you've seen in India, we don't have one door. Nowadays we do. But in the old days, there was always two doors like this, right? And there's a bolt on the outside, and there's a bolt on the inside. So that gopi, she put the bolt from the outside. Means who's ever inside, now he can't get outside. And she ran to call all the other gopis. So meanwhile, Nanda Nandan, he also heard that sound. He knows the meaning. He looked all around the room. He went out the window. So all the cowherd boys, they all ran and jumped out the window. Bing, 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 bing. But there's one friend of Krishna, Madhu Mangal. First of all, Madhu Mangal, he's lame. He couldn't run. He couldn't climb like all the cowherd boys. Somehow he got up to the window. But other thing is that Madhu Mangal, he's one of Krishna's sakhas. He's one of his friends. But he's not a gopa. He's a Brahmin. And in Vrindavan, Brahman means he's not very skinny. In fact, if you want to do Brahman Bhojan, first you have to have 10 Deshi Ghee Laddus sitting on the plate or they won't sit down. I'm still not a real Brijbasi. 2 is my limit. But they won't sit down until there's 10 Deshi Ghee Laddus on the plate. So Madhu Mangal, he tried to go through the window. He got stuck. So then all the gopis came back. And they unlocked the door. They came inside. Ha! We got you. And nobody's there. just this fat friend of Krishna's stuck in the window. So they all came up and they swatted him on his butt. Then they pulled him out of the window. Boop! And they tied his hands with flower garlands. And they tied a string around his sika. And they threw that string over top of a tree. And said, now we got hostage. A hostage means you have some demand. So they demanded that now you call your friend Krishna here. And they pulled on that string. Ooh, Krishna! So Krishna, he heard Madhu Mangal crying, he became very upset. He came running there. Are, what have you done? Don't you know? He may be one of my friends, but he's not a gopa. He's a Brahmin. Now you've done Brahmin aparad. All your health, your wealth, and your beauty will be finished. And what do little girls worry about? Health and wealth and beauty. So they all became very frightened. Oh, Shyam Sundar, what can we do? How can we get free from this Brahmin aparad? Shyam Sundar said, yes. What you do is you make a nice asan for Madhu Mangal. And you go to your houses. You find out as many laddus as you have in your house. You bring back all those laddus. You feed them to Madhu Mangal. He'll forget all about the aparad. He will give you ashirvad, blessing. So the gopis just near Krishnakund, they made a very beautiful asan for Madhu Mangal. They all ran to the houses. They brought back their laddus. They began to feed Madhu Mangal. And he was taking laddu. Bing, bing, bing. He forgot all about that aparad. He was giving all the gopis ashirvad, blessing. What blessing? Their manokamana, whatever was the dearmost desire in their heart. And the dearmost desire in all the gopis' hearts is somehow Krishna will become pleased with us. That is Krishna consciousness in a nutshell. We make it very complicated, very simple. Krishna consciousness means you try to make Krishna pleased with you. Just like we chant Hare Krishna, we take Mahaprasadam, we dance in the temple, just so Krishna will become pleased with us. We associate with the devotees, we come to Bhagavatam class, we go to Mangal Arati, at least here in Vrindavan, just so Krishna will become pleased with us. That is Krishna consciousness. So now Madhu Mangal, he's got his belly full of laddus, he's very happy. He won't see your good qualities or bad qualities. He'll give you whatever you want. Sri Madhu Mangal ki jai. So as I said, this hill of Varsana has four peaks. One of those peaks is called Dangar. We know Dan, right? When we're going up to Dangar, there's always one old crippled Brijbasi. He comes there. Dando! Dando! That means donation sometimes also means tax. So behind Barsana, there's a very beautiful hill called Unchagam, the village of Lalita Sakhi. We were hearing about Lalita yesterday. And in Unchagam, there was a very, 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 very poor Brahmin, just like me. And just like me, he had a very, 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 very beautiful daughter who was marriageable age. Now, unless you're from India, you can't understand the meaning of this combination. Because in India, not only you raise your daughter and feed and clothe her and train her how to serve her husband for the rest of her life, when you want to get her married, you have to give money also. Actually, this is very scientific. Because a new couple, they need a start in life. They have to build a house. They have to do so many things. They need some Lakshmi to get things going. It's very easy. It's been abused, Very much abused, but it's a very scientific process. But if you're very poor and you have a very beautiful daughter, this is a big anxiety. Because the father's always, if he can't give his daughter to a suitable husband, then he will suffer for the rest of his life. So that poor Brahmin, he was just in anxiety like anything. And not like me, he had a wife who had a tongue just like a razor blade. She was always cutting him. What kind of Brahmin are you? Get some daan, get some charity, arrange the wedding of your daughter. One day, she said, look, I'm not going to cook, I'm not going to clean, I'm not even going to let you back in the house. Get out, 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 out. You get some daan, you arrange the wedding of your daughter, or you don't come home. So that poor Brahmin thought, oh, what should I do? He thought, well, anyway, Krishna, he's Dinabandhu. He's the friend of the poor. He will certainly help me. He must be in Gevardhan. Gevardhan is a beautiful forest that you see on the backside of Barsana Hill. If you've ever done the Parikrama, you know you come to Gevardhan. Very mystical forest. Nowadays, it's a wonderland. It's so beautiful. Even with your material eyes, you can see Barsanas, not part of this material world. We had some nice rains this season, so Barsana is so green and beautiful. And there's so many trees there we call doe. They only live on Thai places. Mostly trees like where there's water, like the water will flow down, so low places we see trees. But these trees don't like water. They live on the top of Govardhan Hill, the top of Barsana. They're called doe. And now they have so many beautiful little emerald drop leaves. And probably by now they're starting to get little yellow topaz flowers. And by Kartik time when we come, we see little tiny ruby fruits. Very mystical forest. But when we come in Gorpurnima time, then all the leaves have fallen off. There's no leaves on any of the trees. But you'll see that the trees are very light-colored bark. And now the sun is very hot. Gorpurnima time, sun is beginning to get hot. And that light-colored bark shines like any. It looks like a forest of silver filigree trees. Very mystical forest. And in that forest, ordinarily if you hit two rocks together, they go clack, 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 clack. But in that Gevardhan forest, if you're in the right mood and you pick up two rocks, ding, 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 just like ankle bells. So Krishna, he must be there in Gevardhan with the gopis. So he went there to Gevardhan, and there on that hill of Dangar, he saw Krishna and Radharani and all the gopis. And he bowed before Lord Krishna. He explained his problem. And Krishna said, Are, now what am I supposed to do? I'm just a coward boy with my girlfriends in the forest. I don't have any money with me. It's all with Nanda Baba and Nandagam. What am I supposed to do now? And that Brahmin began to cry. Now we know Krishna doesn't like to see the Brahmins unhappy. We sing every day, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Ithayacha, Hithaya. He likes to see the Brahmins and cows very happy. So he said, well, I don't have any money, but I do have one Priya. Priya means dear. And in British English, dear means something quite expensive. Just like everyone in America is freaking out because the petrol is around $4 a gallon. Of course, in England, they sell it by the liter, but if you figure it out, it comes out to about almost $8 or $10 a gallon. Oh, it is so dear. So I don't have any money, but I have one Priya. So I give this Priya to you in charity. And Krishna actually made sankalp, and he gave Radharani in charity to the Brahmin. Then that Brahmin really began to cry. All right, first of all, I have one daughter. I can't even get her married. Now you've given me a second daughter. Now my wife is going to kill me. And Radharani said, "You know, Shyam, I can't live for 1 second without, I have given charity to Brahman, now I cannot, but you know, 1 second I can't, no, I have given charity to Brahman, now I cannot touch." So Radharani began to cry. And seeing Radharani crying, all the Sakis began to cry. Now everybody's crying. And Krishna thought, what to do? He said, "All right, you bring one scale, not like in your bathroom at home, but like when you go to buy your fruit like that." They brought a big scale. And he put Radharani on one side, and he told all the Sakis, "You take all of your bangles and nose pins and earrings and gold and silver and necklaces and everything, and you put it on the other side. If you go to the main temple in Delhi, just behind Gornitai, a beautiful painting of this pastime by our Russian devotees. Isn't it? And when that weighed just as much as the body, deha, of Srimati Radharani, then he gave all that gold and silver and pearl and diamond and rumi to, and emerald to that Brahmin. Oh, that Brahmin became very happy. Haribo! Haribo! He ran after Uchagaon to arrange the wedding of his daughter. And Radharani became very happy. All the Sakis became, seeing Radharani happy, they became happy. In one stroke, Krishna is expert in nectar devotion. He's expert. With one thing, he does, counters his many activities. He made everyone happy in one stroke. Srimati Radharani ki jai! So I would like to say one more thing. Actually, there's a very amazing purport in Srimad Bhagavatam. In the fifth chapter, now we're on 23rd, fifth chapter way back before, that Prabhupada actually translated and purported himself. It says, "Tata arabhyanandasya braja sarva samridhiman harir nivasatma gunai ramakridam abunripa." O Maharaj Prakshit, the home of Nanda Maharaj is eternally the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His transcendental qualities, and is therefore always naturally endowed with opulence of all wealth. Yet beginning from Lord Krishna's appearance there, it became the place for the pastimes of the goddess of fortune. Now listen to Prabhupada's purport. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Lakshmi Sahasra Satasam Brahma Sevyamanam Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The abode of Krishna is always served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. Wherever Krishna goes, the goddess of fortune naturally resides with him. The chief of the goddesses of fortune is Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Krishna's appearance in the land of Vraj indicated that the chief goddess of fortune, Radharani, would also appear there very soon. Do you understand what Prabhupada is saying? Everybody thinks the main festival is Jamashtami, but Jamashtami is just the trailer. That's the advertisement. He says, therefore, Krishna's appearance in the land of Vraj indicated that the chief goddess of fortune, Srimati Radharani, would also appear there very soon. So tomorrow was the real festival. Jamashtami, that was just the trailer. Srimati Radharani ki jay Sri Radhe. You want to see that verse 10:5:18. Hare Krishna. So there's not much time, but we can try to entertain some questions if you have any questions. No questions? Everyone fell asleep in my class. Okay. Oh, yes, one question.
Yeah. pastimes of Radha and Krishna, so they have to be able to read the scriptures of Rupa and Ramdas Goswami.
Yes.
So like, is it like to understand them, you have to go through the...
Well, Prabhupada has put all the information from Rupa and Raghunath in all of his books. Actually, there's another verse by Raghunath Das Goswami. He says, Karunaya Vidrava Deha. Karunaya means, we know Karuna means compassion. So Karunaya, by compassion, from compassion. Karunaya Vidrava. Vidrava means to melt. And deha, we know, we just heard, deha means body. So ordinary beings, their hearts melt with compassion. But Radharani's whole body melts with compassion. And Prabhupada has taken all those drops of Radharani's compassion and put them inside his books. And the devotees are going and sprinkling Radharani's melted compassion on all the fallen conditioned souls. So you simply study Prabhupada's books, everything is there. Once you study Prabhupada's books, then you may read some of these books by Rupa Goswami and other. But everything Prabhupada has condensed and put inside his books. And Prabhupada is the representative of Srimati Radharani. Because Radharani is the compassionate side of Krishna. Just like we always remember our mother very fondly. She was so soft and kind. Our father, we remember, he was a little strict and hard. But mother, we think very soft. Whenever we wanted to get something from the father, we won't go directly, we go to the mother. Mata, can you get this thing? I need a bicycle for... Can you ask Papa? Because the Mataji's, they're very expert to get money from the Pitaji's. She's so merciful. So Radharani is a merciful, and Prabhupada is a merciful expansion of Radharani, because he was so merciful. We were the most degraded. You can't believe. You don't want to hear. Just know that Chitragupta, Chitra means picture, and Gupta means secret. You thought you got away with something. Nobody saw that. Chitragupta got you. Oh, nobody saw that. We crashed his hard drive. So although we were so sinful and so fallen, Prabhupada saw this one tiny quality that we wanted to know what life was all about. What is the meaning of life? We were searching through so many horrible things trying to find out the meaning. But he just saw that one tiny spark and he fanned that little spark and it grew very big. And he took these people and spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So there's no one more merciful than Srila Prabhupada. He's the mercy manifestation of Srimati Radharani. Srila Prabhupada ki! So we can all fall down at his very soft and wonderful lotus feet and offer our humble obeisance at his feet. Namo Vishnu Dhari Krishna Vishnu.